Many politicians have raised concerns about the new GOP tax bill. Some fear it will serve the rich and squeeze the middle class. In Georgia, there's concern about something else, our film industry. According to a study by the Actors Equity Union, the law will affect film industry workers in our state by hiking their yearly tax bill. With me to discuss this is Chris Joyner with Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He writes the AJC Watchdog column. Good to have you back, Chris.
Good to be here, Celeste.
And also back, Craig Miller, film producer and founder of Craig Miller Productions. Hello again.
Hey, how you doing, Celeste?
Chris, does the tax bill affect film industry, either the workers or the industry itself?
It depends. It sort of depends on where people are in their earning on the film industry. I mean, the Tom Hanks of the world are probably not going to feel it, but people who are sort of more working class, blue collar, middle class earners could potentially find themselves with a higher tax bill because of how they earn.
Is the new tax bill taxing the workers more, those workers you mentioned, or the companies?
It would be the individual workers who are more at risk on their individual tax returns because of how they're paid.
So, Craig, how does this in the end up affecting whether or not a company decides to work in Georgia? How does it affect the bottom line of filmmaking?
Well, the nice thing about this is we're talking about a federal law. So it makes a level playing field across the entire United States.
Meaning people may have to pay more here, but they also have to pay more in
California. Exactly. I think that it's highly dependent on the particular facts and the circumstances of each individual and how they are set up to receive checks if they're an individual.
Explain that.
Okay, so on one hand, employees are losing what is called a non-reimbursed employee business expense. So if I'm an employee, I can no longer claim a non-reimbursed expense like my union dues or agent commissions against my W-2 income.
But agent commissions can be a lot.
They can be.
We're talking about, and my union dues, I'm a member, full disclosure, I'm
right.
a member of SAG-AFTRA because that's
the American
Federation of Television and Radio Artists. That's a lot.
Right. So there are two workarounds. This limitation does not apply to independent contractors or loan out companies. So if I'm paid as an independent contractor through Form 1099, I can still claim these expenses against my sole proprietorship Schedule C business income.
Okay, so if I have my own business, I'm a freelancer, so essentially I'm going to file as a business. Because I'm a business, I actually don't have to worry about a raise in taxes.
Exactly.
And Craig, that could drive people to just become freelancers? Sorry, Chris, that could drive people to... Too many C names.
Yeah. C names.
Celeste, Craig, yeah, Chris. Well, could this possibly drive people to then make that choice to become freelancers?
Certainly, or you know, and they could incorporate. I mean, one of the things that I didn't know when I got into this column was how a lot of these actors and some of the professionals of the movie industry are paid. They're paid as regular straight employees. I thought everybody was a freelancer, but it turns out that when you're cast in a movie, you're hired on as an employee. You get a W-2 at the end of the year.
Correct.
So, you know, when you have to come out of your paycheck to pay your commission to your agent, that has been in the past a deductible expense. Well, the flattening of the tax code in this new tax bill means that they're going to lose that deduction. So they're going to have to find some other way to get paid, either as a freelancer or they incorporate as an LLC or something like that, in a way to protect themselves. So it has a lot of people who are in that, solidly middle-class earning sphere sort of scrambling.
Well, let's hear about, this is kind of breaking down a little bit about the brackets you're talking about. This is CBS business analyst Joe Schlesinger explaining one of those brackets.
Essentially, if you make less than $24,000, you're not going to pay tax. So that seems really great. And when you claim the standard deduction, tax filing is far easier. Right now, about 70% of filers claim the standard deduction. Under this new plan, it looks like it's going to jump to 84%. So that's good. It's easier.
Except that if you're working any kind of real hours, you're making more than $24,000. A year. So, Craig, what is the discussion among people in the film industry about the effect this could have?
Well, in essence, let me say this first. In Georgia, we're on sort of a juggernaut of an entertainment ride in growing and producing movies. So we don't think this will slow down.
Worried.
We're not worried. Okay.
Okay.
The two best things to do, one is, obviously, we're already into the new year. But you want to form an LLC. You'd like to be an independent contractor versus being just a freelance person with a company that can then take care of these business
expenses. Or hiring on every time as a regular employee.
Exactly. And if you operate through a loan out company, the loan out company can still claim all of these expenses as business expenses. Or if you incur them personally, you can still claim them as part of your Schedule E income.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking about taxes. Good morning with Craig Miller, an Atlanta-based film producer, and Chris Joyner, columnist for the AJC. But here's the thing, Chris, is that when you talk about agent commissions, people who are not in the business may not realize that's sometimes 20% you owe to an agent. That's a big chunk of money. And if that becomes non-deductible, that's an issue for people who work in the industry. So how is this, with the people that you spoke to, how is this conversation going?
I think, you know, a lot of them really are unsure of what it's going to mean in this coming tax year, in this current tax year. And I think that that's caused a lot of unease. One of the reasons why I wanted to write this is because this is this industry has become a big part of our metro area workforce. That's creating a lot of people scrambling, trying to figure out how to best protect themselves. I think there's a lot of unknowns right now, and it's going to depend. For a lot of these people, their income fluctuates a lot year to year, so they don't really know how it's going to affect them year to year. So I do think a lot of people are going to form LLCs as a way to protect themselves. Whether that's going to be the right solution for them, you know, you got to have a pretty sharp pencil.
Yeah, and then you also have a problem with health insurance and other things. And let me play this comment from Lee Onwuka. I think I'm pronouncing that. Patrice Lee Onwuka. She's with the Independent Women's Forum, which is a politically conservative group. She's here speaking on Fox News, and she's saying, yes, the tax bill will probably raise the cost of a lot of goods, which is what we're going to talk about next, but she doesn't think it will negatively impact the middle class.
We are looking at an economy that's strong and resilient. We're looking at low unemployment overall. So hopefully Americans would be able to absorb a little bit of a tax when they go to fill up at the pump. But, you know, they're getting a bigger paycheck. They're getting better paying opportunities because of a market that's like on fire. And they're seeing their 401ks and their retirement growing. So maybe it'll balance out.
And that's kind of the question. When we start talking about paying higher taxes on goods, that's where this could actually impact the bottom line for production companies like yours. Right, Craig?
Sure. That's true.
You're still not worried?
Still not worried.
Chris, are other people worried?
Again, you know,
it's just the uncertainty.
It's really earning dependent. And, you know, the commentator on Fox that you just played, she's absolutely right. For a lot of middle class earners, this is going to be a boon for them, because they're not going to have large unreimbursed expenses. And that's a really very...
Right, although that's short term. I mean, it's only for the first few years that people will see in the middle class will see their taxes go down. But then if you do the numbers, in a few years, taxes are going to go up.
Right, but you take somebody who's an actor or who's an electrician that works in the movie industry here locally, they're in just sort of a very specific sort of circumstance where they have an unusual percentage of unreimbursed expenses. And the tax code has been okay for them up until this point because they've been able to deduct those when they itemize. But, those deductions are going away. Yeah.
And here's really the essential question, and I get that there's uncertainty about how this might affect, but
sure,
if this drives a lot of people who were taking just regular jobs into forming LLCs, that's going to fundamentally change the labor structure of the film industry, will it not?
Most of the independent contractors that I work with are already formed an LLC. It's part of what we do in the business as technicians and as, electricians and gaffers and grips and all of those kind of people. So it is a standard way of doing business for us already. There are people, again, it's independently determined on your own set of circumstances, will find out that they quickly need to do that and make that work. And also, you know, there's also the doubling of the personal exemption from as an individual, 12K, and filing jointly to 24K, which will also, you know, help offset some of this not being able to file for your personal expenses.
Chris, let me take the same question to you, which is that we have seen since the Great Recession this what's called the gig economy, right? The freelance economy. It has been rocky. And it's a possibility this tax bill could increase the number of people who become so-called freelancers and independent LLCs, right?
I think that's right, yes.
Which possibly worsens our health insurance problem.
That could be. And you know, and there's another question I'd be interested to know what Craig has to think about this. Is, you know, it's going to require production companies to look at how they pay their employees. I mean, if they're used to paying them as straight employees, are they going to be flexible enough then to pivot and pay them as freelancers? And what's it going to mean for their bottom line in terms of their taxes? And Craig may know more about that.
Sure. You have about a minute left, Craig, if you want to answer that.
Well, all of the big movies are set up to work and pay people as employees.
Right.
It's the law. We have to do that. So the real benefit to the individual is to be an LLC that they can then be paid on that front.
If they're allowed.
And then also to work through loan out companies, which might work as well because then they'll offset the payment of these expenses because the loan out can take that deduction.
That is Craig Miller. He is a film producer, founder of Craig Miller Productions. We caught him as he was in the middle of a shoot today, so thank you
very much for coming.
That's
good. It was
fun. And we also heard from Chris Joyner. He writes the AJC Watchdog column. And at this point, Chris, more unknowns than knowns.
Yeah, I think this is really going to be a learning year for a lot of people in the entertainment industry here locally.
Thanks so much to both of you.
Hey, thank you, Celeste.
Thank you.